The African People's Socialist Party funded the Uhuru movement based on the idea that Africans and all oppressed people need to push back against the domination of white people. Uhuru movement founder Omali Eshitela says the organization hopes to end all oppression.
This country has robbed us of our dignity, our freedom, our happiness, our resources. For more than 500 years, it's bled us without any respite or recourse. And so I had an obligation, like I feel everyone has an obligation, to do something about that.
They believe imperialism and capitalism of a white-dominated society oppressed Africans across the world through forced dispersal and enslavement. Jesse Nivelle, the local chair of the Uhuru movement, says there's evidence of oppression and police brutality, as well as the poverty levels of blacks across America.
This very system that we have today, you know, the world system of capitalism, of which the U.S. is the leading power, was built off of the labor of African people, the stolen slave labor of African people. And we understand that that system has never really been overturned, so that even while the formal system of slavery has been abolished, African people in this country are still facing extreme conditions of poverty, and unemployment rates are extremely high, disproportionately high. Of the 2.5 million people in prison, more than half of those people are African.
Neville says the purpose of the event was to inspire non-Africans to get involved in the cause.
It is an event for us to express our solidarity with the struggles of African people for self-determination and economic development, and to express that very concretely through raising resources, through reparations. You know, we don't think of reparations just as a good idea in the future or something like that. We think about it as something that we have to be participating in right now, that all of the resources that we have in our communities, we have as a result of this process of enslavement of African people, colonization of African people, genocide against the indigenous people of the Americas, and we want to turn over those resources to the movement that is trying to overturn that relationship.
The Uhuru movement hopes to raise at least $10,000 for community gardens and economic development institutions for Africans. And founder Eshitela says it doesn't just end with this event.
We exist in the Caribbean. So we exist in West Africa. I'll be traveling. We exist in Canada. Soon I'll be traveling to Europe, where we have organizations in England, in Brussels, in France, and Germany. So we are an international organization. In terms of the progress we're making, I think that we are part of a historical trajectory that can be seen with oppressed peoples around the world.
They will make one more stop in St. Petersburg on October 1st at the Uhuru Breakfast Cafe before setting off on a national tour. For WMNF, I'm Sarah Curran in St. Petersburg.